Good morning, everyone. We're at the very beginning of the second day, and so it means another opportunity to start over. You will find in this practice, you won't run out of opportunities to patiently start over again and again and again. It's really part of this practice. And part of each practitioner's journey, no matter how long they've been practicing, really stretch the heart and begin again. Yesterday morning, James was giving instructions of mindfulness of the breath, and this morning we'll stay with mindfulness of the body. Again, it's another piece of can be another piece of elven bread in your little backpack as you're traveling and hiking up the mountain. Here is the Buddha. There is one thing that when cultivated and regularly practiced leads to deep spiritual intention, leads to peace, to mindfulness and clear comprehension, to vision and knowledge, to a happy life here and now, and to the culmination of wisdom and awakening. And what is that one thing? It is mindfulness centered on the body. There's another part where he says, if the body is not cultivated, the mind cannot be cultivated. And if the body is cultivated, then the mind can be cultivated. So really quite a foundational practice. So we can explore together, why give it so much relevance? And maybe we can each inquire for our own, like, what's my relationship to this body? As you, or as we all walked into this hall, where was the body? Are we relating to this body as a place of awakening? Or maybe is it just some kind of mode of transport to carry our minds into this hall and plop on top of those chairs or cushions? There's so much that the body can offer to this practice and really to our lives as human beings, as sentient beings. We have been given all these senses. Really, the doorways to relate to life, to be intimate with life, to be in relationship with ourselves, other human beings, and the beings beyond the human realm. You might have noticed that, and James was talking in his Dharma talk about this last night, the mind has such a tendency to jump around, go to fantasy, the past, the future. If you notice that the body only knows the presence, can you sense that right now? The body is right here. Right here. The body cannot be anywhere else. And of course, the body is can be a challenging, delicate terrain. Not always comfortable. to be in these human bodies, and yet they're a portal to the present moment. Moments of deep connection and intimacy, do they happen in our thoughts? Moments of deep joy, moments of love. They live in the body. We need the body for connection and intimacy. If you noticed, it's such a precious moment coming out of the realm of thought and back to just this raw sense of immediacy in this moment right here. The thought realm is really fictional. It's fleeting. It has no substance. But can you feel the solidity of this body? Gravity and the connection to earth. Munindraji is really accomplished practitioner and teacher, and one very significant, the way I understand, a significant teacher of Joseph Goldstein, who has been James's teacher, says, "I practice so I will see the purple flowers on the way." It's like, if we have functioning vision, then that's a possibility, and that's what it boils down to, is simplicity of being human. I practice so I can see the purple flowers. So we wake up to all the different shades of what that life has to offer. Pema Chodron, another really established teacher, says, "It is also helpful to realize that this very body that we have, that is sitting here right now with its aches and pleasures, is exactly what we need to be fully human, fully awake, fully alive." Now, how much in this modern lifestyle do we really move into the senses? And so to me, really, mindfulness of the body is also some way of reclaiming our relationship to this body, of reclaiming a sensitive, caring relationship to this body. But that's not so easy, is it? In fact, it can be very difficult and painful. And that's not personal. Really, I would say we're all part of a disembodied culture. The mind is separated from the body. We're no longer in this urbanized world reliant on our senses. So they weaken. There's one nature-based teacher, I unfortunately forget their name, but the reminder is, but remember that our wild sibling is never far away. Now this ability to live in the senses is never far away. In our lifetime, we might have received harmful and painful messages about this body. It might be part of our conditioning to objectify the body, using it as a means to an end, blaming the body when it doesn't do what we want it to do, rejecting it and feeling shame when it doesn't look like the way we want it to look. So much of human suffering is related to that conditioning. so we can step out of that story and learn a different way of relating. Again, this theme, meditation as an act of love and care and relearning that sensitivity. And that might mean that we have to surrender to something that's fundamentally out of control. These bodies are fundamentally out of control, just like this entire human life is, and that is so scary. But this is part of this journey, to acknowledge that and to somehow find a way to relate to that, that's grounded in care, in love, in truthfulness, in clear seeing. We start to learn, relearn, to feel the body from within. Sense what's actually here, rather than our thoughts and concepts and images of it. What is it really like right now? We've been with this body our entire lives, and sometimes, or actually most of the time, that which is closest to us is hardest to see most clearly. Can we relate to this body with freshness, with curiosity? What is it really like right now? And can I be with this? Is there a possibility, a resilience in this heart and mind to be with this? And how often do we thank these bodies and appreciate them consciously, intentionally? Really, this mysterious, magnificent product of evolution. And can we remember that these very bodies here, sitting on chairs and cushions, can we remember where they come from? Can we remember that these human bodies are really an extension of the larger body of the earth? For me, practicing mindfulness, tending to this body with loving awareness, helps us remember this fundamental truth that we are part of this human earth community. And we belong here. And grounding our awareness in the body helps us move from an intellectual understanding, yes, we come from the earth, to a deep embodied understanding that, yes, this body is truly part, is an extension of the larger body of Mother Earth. The salt in our blood is the salt of the oceans. The minerals in our teeth and bones are the minerals out there in the earth and the rocks. That's a fact, that's not fiction. And we crave this kind of belonging so much, because collectively we've really lost our way. We've forgotten where we belong, to what we are part of. This magnificent unfolding of life. So all of that is really an invitation of this simple practice of being present within the body. So let's practice for a little bit. Yeah, inviting you to take care of this body, adjusting your position. How can I support this body? This is this human body sitting here, breathing. Notice how it is all happening on its own. This human body is breathing for you. And it's breathing in the oxygen that is produced by trees and oceans. So intimately connected. Let's take a few moments to intentionally invite softness and relaxation into this body. Not as a way to make anything happen, but as an act of care, with the intention of cultivating this caring sensitivity towards this sentient being sitting here. On an out-breath, see if you can soften into gravity. Just melt a little towards the earth, letting go. Feeling the weight of this body touching the earth. Feeling this pull towards the earth. So often we're not aware of this. Each moment of being alive, we're being pulled towards the earth. That can be a reminder. This is where we belong. This is where we sit, where we stand, where we walk, where we sleep. There's no way around this deep connection. Is there a possibility to in some way be held by this, be nourished by this? This one human body sitting on the larger body of this planet, flying through space, and let's move through this body. Visiting different areas. The face and all these small muscles that allow us to express emotion. And we bring a softness to the area between the eyebrows, unclenching the jaw. Really softening these lips. Relax the brain, bring spaciousness to that part of the head. moving down the spine. Shoulders, noticing if there is an unconscious contraction pulling up the shoulders. Can we bring them home? Can we release that? The belly. This place of so much tenderness. And be so much sorrow there. Can we invite the belly to be round and soft and breathe into the belly? It's like babies when they are born. They have round and soft bellies, breathing deep into the belly. And really feeling the lower part of our body. Sit. Feel that solidity of the body. And then taking a few moments to really open up the field of awareness to include this entire body. Really receiving all the sensations in this field of aliveness. Tickling, pulling, maybe itching, stabbing, cold, warm. Can you sense the aliveness? And how this aliveness is expressed through the senses? And if you're experiencing challenging sensations, is there a way to soften around that area in your body that is causing pain? Maybe using the breath if that is supportive to you. Or really being guided by care and sensitivity. Getting curious about that sensation, but without straining yourself. You can ask, what am I cultivating right now? And if it gets too much, is there a place in the body that the mind settles with more easefully? Maybe sensations in the hands. Maybe you're holding your own hand and you're feeling what that's like. Maybe that can be supportive. are really trusting your own intuitive way of relating. You could even come back and forth between the place that feels uncomfortable or painful and the hands or whatever part of your body can be felt more easily, more easefully, without straining yourself. Right now, how do you know there's a body? Is there a possibility to receive this body with freshness and curiosity? And if the mind gets tired or strained or contracted, if there's restlessness, you can become aware of sound. Listen, notice how that brings spaciousness into the mind. You can still be grounded in the body and open up to sound. Noticing the mind's habit of creating images and concepts. That's what the mind does. Can we come back to the senses? And so for the final few moments of this practice, yeah, inviting you to choose a place within this body or choose hearing as a way to anchor your mindfulness. Really sensing into what serves this moment to moment awareness. Could be the whole body sitting here, really receiving this, feel the sensations. Could be more contained, mindfulness of breath, or mindfulness of a particular body part, maybe the sit bones or your hands. Whatever serves right now, guiding your own practice for the last part of this sit together. In a moment when I ring the bell, notice what happens. Stay close to your experience. As the meditation is coming to an end and you're opening your eyes. Thank you. We have time for one or two questions or comments or inquiries. And then I have a few announcements about the day. Would anybody like to share anything? Okay, well, it's a large room with a lot of people. You'll soon have group meetings and individual meetings as spaces to inquire about your own process as well. So I'll move on to announcements. We have a few today. So most of you will have seen that at the notice board, I put up signs for group meetings and for optional individual meetings. So James will be holding group meetings each day with two groups. So there are two sheets of paper by the notice board. If your name isn't on there, and I double checked it should be, but if it isn't on there, do let me know. And then find your name and see which group you're part of and when you will be meeting with James. And those group meetings will take place in room 6, which is the room just right next to where you get your coffee and tea. So actually, right after this session here, in 7-ish minutes, the first group will start there. So if you're part of the first group, please go there directly together with James. And then the next group will be at 11:45 slot. There's also going to be a sign-up sheet for individual meetings with Juha and I each day. So if you feel there's something in your practice that you'd like to have a conversation around, feel free to sign up there if you're not at the same time or the same day seeing James in group meetings. My group meetings will be, if you walk up just left to the oak tree, there's 2 yellow chairs standing out there. And Juha will be up in the mysterious attic. So it's all the way up in the house. Go to the bathroom, walk, leave the toilets and the showers, go right through, and there's a door. You open it and you enter this, yeah, this magical place, I find. just one minor thing. Because of those meetings, we will need what is normally called a practice leader. So someone who hasn't signed up for an individual meeting and isn't part of the group meetings today, that would sit here at the 11 o'clock meditation and either sit here on one of these chairs or on the cushion and ring the bell at 11:45. And if that feels uncomfortable, just take the timepiece and the bell to your own place and ring it. Would anybody be happy to be the practice leader today at 11? Thank you, Monique. Sorry, and then we'll have one slot each day. And James, you wanted to say a little bit about practice meetings and group meetings.
Yeah, coming together in a group gives you a chance not only to explore what's happening in your own practice, but also to hear the wisdom and different issues in other people's practice. And each person gets a turn to ask any questions that might be on your mind, or if not, just to report and share what your experience is so far. And whatever it is, that's how it is. So I'm not looking for glowing testimonies. If you're saying, oh, I'm having some challenges with this, and we can explore either how to work with it or how you're working with it and the wisdom of the group, mainly focusing on your experience here in the practice rather than life issues at home, unless they're a part of your practice right now that you need to explain minimal information to explore how does this affect one inside. No doing it wrong, just sharing what's true for you.
I think that's it. All right. Yeah. Wishing you all well.